A new newspaper. Soon after the term started, some grade 8 students at Mayfield School wanted to publish a newspaper. They held a meeting. Later, Arthur wrote this report about their meeting for the headmaster. We held a meeting after school. Hansie, Tony, Joyce, Millie and I were at the meeting. First, we decided to elect the chief editor. Tony suggested that we should choose Joyce, because she has experience. She was an editor of a class newspaper last year. Then we all voted for her. We elected Joyce to be the chief editor. Then Joyce took charge of the meeting. She said that we ought to elect a secretary next. She asked for suggestions. Millie suggested me, because I have experience too. I was secretary of the reading club last year. Then the others voted for me, and I was elected to be the secretary. I started taking notes. Joyce said that the other three would be editors of the paper. They would be responsible for different sections of the paper. Pansy asked which sections they would have. Joyce told them to talk it over among themselves and said we would decide at the next meeting. Then we made a list of some of the things we should discuss. For example, how often should we publish the paper? Should it be free to readers or should they pay for it? What should we call it? We considered the last question briefly. Pansy asked whether we could call it the Mayfield Sun. Millie suggested the Mayfield Mirror or the Mayfield Star. We all had different ideas, and so Joyce said that we should think about this a bit longer. We would make a decision about the name at the next meeting. We agreed to conclude the meeting then. We arranged to have the next meeting in 1 week's time.